que você foi de piano. Ai, que
Jose Feliciano?
He has some glasses and he had that look like a cane.
I have a new nickname for him.
Yeah, well, you know, usually, of course, you know, the relievers, big-time relievers, need to be pitching consistently. Yeah. Because if not, they get out of whack. But I'm guessing that now is the time for them to rest, because now you have over 20 games in a row.
Right.
And this rest is welcome. You agree?
Timing's been great with our rotation. And, you know, it's you're seeing these guys pitch deeper in the games because of what they've done previous. And you know, it's gotten our faith, too. You know, with our bullpen, it's difficult to allow a starter to take a loss. Because this is the way the team was built, but these guys have been pitching so well, and we've been scoring a little bit differently here recently too, where we've been scoring early in games and we've been adding on. You know, before that it was more kind of laying the weeds and score late. So as long as there's a few runs on the board, we want our starters to go deep during this stretch. They've done exactly that, and that, like I said, the timing's been great.
Speaking of your starters, they've been one of the best rotations in baseball lately. I mean, are you ever stunned at what they're doing?
I'm not anymore. And like I said, you know, early on they had to gain our faith. And they've done exactly that. I mean, Edwin Jackson's basically kept us in every game since he's been here. Brett's got better and better and better as he's gone along. You know, we cut Brett off a little bit earlier, a few starts ago, but continuing to get better and as he goes along. So, you know, he's been out there a little bit longer. The offense has been scoring early. It's been a great dynamic here recently. But like I said, during this stretch, for them to pitch as well as they have allows us to give our bullpen a little bit of a break.
We've obviously seen these numbers from Chris before, but this is the first year that he's been the primary DH. How much has he just embraced that?
He has. It's taken him a little while to do it because he wants to be out in the field some too. In spring training, we played him, you know, like every other day in the outfield. And then once we got into the season, he started out DH-ing some. It's an acquired taste of DH, and he's handled it beautifully. So he understands where we are right now, and he understands that there's some other guys we need to get in the outfield. So he just moves on and DHs, but. You know, as you saw in the National League games, he's able to play the outfield as well. But, you know, it allows us to, with him, to play him every day. Because if you're playing in the outfield, we'll probably look to get him a little bit more rest. It's not the case when he's DHing, and we definitely need his bat in the lineup every day.
Does it make it more impressive what he's doing, just the fact that he's had to acclimate to that?
It has. And he's going to do whatever he can to help his team. So, you know, like I said, when we talked in spring and going into the season, he knew that this would be his primary role and, you know, maybe didn't love it at first, but has embraced it and he'll do whatever he can to help his team.
He obviously moved Ramon to the number two spot today.
Yeah.
He's obviously been hitting very well.
Right.
That prompted or something about the way he approaches at bats that makes that a good fit for your mind?
Well, we're trying to run our best lineup out. When we make the lineup out, we try to get what we think is the best lineup on a particular day, whether it's against the lefty, whether it's against a righty. We like to get guys that are swinging a little bit better, higher in the lineup. But it has a lot to do with Jed not being in there too. So somebody has to hit in the three hole, which would be Chappie today, which means there was an opening in the two spot. And the way Ramon's been swinging the bat, he deserves to be up there. On top of that, he's got some speed. Been doing a nice job, so I think he's the right guy for the two spot today.
Do you have a general philosophy about the number two spot? In recent years, it's kind of seems like it's changed. It hasn't around baseball hasn't
right.
been the traditional speed move a guy over as much as often just the best hitter on the team.
Yeah, what you're saying is two is the new three, and in a lot of places that's exactly what it is. And it just if you look at the numbers, it gets you more at bats during the course of the season. And so that's one of the reasons Chappie's there now too, is that we want to get him more at bats, and he's handled right-handed pitch and he's walking more, you know, all the above. But I think Matt's pretty happy about hitting three today too. That's kind of a badge of honor type spot to hit. So whether it's two, whether it's three, those are really impactful spots, and it just depends on how you look at it organizationally. But we value both those spots.
Do you find that people are nicer to you these days?
People like you?
No, I'm always nice to you.
You know, I go from home to here. Not necessarily. I'm not a road rage guy, so I don't have any conflict on the roads here. The guys seem to be in a better mood in the clubhouse, so all in all, they're probably a little nicer to me, yeah, when we're winning.
You do see a little bit of an uplift that they're kind of enjoying this, right?
No doubt about it. And you know what? We have a great clubhouse to begin with, and I think one of the reasons we are able to get off over a tough loss or whatever is that these guys have the right attitude every day, and they play for a particular day. So, but whenever you're going through a nice streak offensively, or excuse me, wins-loss-wise, it means everybody tends to get along a little bit better in the clubhouse.
Speaking of the clubhouse, there's just a little sign tacked on there before you take the stairs. It's today's goal is to shake hands.
Yeah.
And seems like it was pretty impromptu, but you guys have been doing a lot of handshaking lately. I'm wondering when that sign...
Yeah, that came up, and that was one of the things you're trying to have your goals for the year and so forth, and, you know, our goals early this season were not long-range goals. They were more short-term goals, so... You know, you have changes as the season goes along, but I think for us, shaking hands at the end of the day is a good one to continually try to think about each and every day, to try to keep yourself in the moment on that particular day.
So that's been there all year.
What's that?
Who put that?
Actually, well, it was my line, but I think Kendall Graveman actually put it up early in the season.
Okay, thanks.
Have the goals changed as the season is? I mean, long-term goals, is the goal now to win this division?
Sure, I don't think that's ever changed. I mean, you know, until you're out of it, I think every team's goal is to win the division. So when you start playing better and you have more wins and you're, you know, in a race like we are right now, certainly that's the goal. I mean, you know, maybe in April that wasn't necessarily our goal, but I think those things have changed as we've gone along.
Do you allow yourself to take a little peek at the scoreboard once in a while you're managing this team?
No, I was just asked that by Mr. Korak, and from my spot, I can see the National League scoreboard easily. It's the one over here that I have a tougher time, and I don't focus on, but couldn't help but take a peek last night when Houston and Seattle are playing each other. You don't have to go far to find that score. So I think about the seventh inning or so, it was the first time I looked over at the scoreboard last night.
Did you also notice afterward in the clubhouse, the players are watching?
Yeah, I did.
It felt more like a...
Yeah, I didn't. I knew the score a little bit later, but it's not something I run in my office and turn on. If I had the Food Network in my office, I would probably turn that on. But it's not something I went and did right away.
Yeah, your priorities. Huh?
Yeah.
Laureano is doing so many things well. I don't think he's drawn a walk yet. It's sometimes with the younger players, does it take a little time to develop that patience?
Yeah, he's pretty aggressive, but... He's also had some at-bats, like when he had that first walk-off hit. You know, he'd struck out the time before, he'd swung at some sliders away, and then he took, I think it was an 0-2 or 1-2 pitch, and didn't swing at it, and then got a pitch in the zone that he could drive the other way. So he'll start to figure it out. But right now, if it's in the zone, he's taking a pretty aggressive hack at it. And, you know, last night the stolen base was huge too, because now no longer are we in a double play situation. We're going on contact, we score a run, Martini gets another hit. So that stolen base that he had last night really was a big part of those two runs in that inning.
Bob, circling back around to the goals, at what point did the division become realistic for you guys? At what point did you sort of shift from, hey, let's just kind of win what's in front of us to, we could win this thing?
Yeah, I don't think there was a particular day. I think, you know, we just got on a nice run and had a good feeling about winning. And then, you know, once we got probably in the conversation with the wild card, the next step after that is thinking about the division. So I don't know if there was a particular day, but, you know, once we got into the wild card conversation, I think those thoughts kind of filter in.
Hey, Bob, pardon me if this is repetitious. You've gotten a lot of mileage out of Anderson, Cahill, and Dylan Jackson.
Right.
Have they reinvented themselves, or is it just a case of guys finding who had had success in the past, you know, rediscovering what made them good in the past?
I think also that they're inspired by the situation here. Right. You know, that they have, you know, maybe not been in a situation mm-hmm. like this in a while, and, you know, you insulate within the group, and you don't feel like you have to do too much because the next guy has your back, and... You know, now the rotation starts to pitch better and better, and these guys want to keep up with each other, so there's competition as far as that goes. But I think in Brett's case, maybe a little bit of a reinvent. I mean, you know, he used to just be a power pitcher, fastball slider, and now he's a true four-pitch mix. Trevor's got a few more clubs in his bag, too, and Edwin is throwing the ball over the plate and mixes pitches to where he's tough to think long with, so... probably a little of both.
Not to over-dramatize it, have they been lifesavers before they stepped in? Or?
you know, with the injuries that we had, and one of the reasons we brought in Luke was for the younger pitchers and to have someone lead the way as far as that goes. Now you look out there, we're not a young staff anymore, and really our bullpen's not that young anymore either with Familia coming in, Rodney coming in. So, you know, it's just changed, but I think all these guys are inspired by the position that we're in at this point.
Just a day off today for Jed.
Yeah.
Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.